This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and we're proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. And let me be very clear about what I mean by that. I think many Christians may understand how unusual that is, but for anyone who doesn't know, what I mean is that Jesus, in his finished work, brought us salvation to the uttermost. And that means a good life in all ways, not just salvation going to heaven, but salvation to the uttermost. And he wants a good life also for our children. And that is included. Hallelujah. This morning, we welcome Chris Wiesenhutter from the Children's Equipping Center and the Round Rock House of Prayer. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have been looking forward to this interview. We have had so much fun talking on the phone, and so I'm delighted to welcome Chris. You will want to wake up, call your friends, get them. If you know any other people who have anything to do with children or youth, particularly if they work in the church's children's ministry, they want to hear what we're going to say this morning. So while I make a few announcements, call your friends and alert them to what we're doing. This will change everything you ever thought about musty, dusty Sunday school. So, and last night I saw a picture of rows and rows and rows and rows of Crayolas for Russia. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. I do know somebody who does a children's ministry in Russia. They work with children who have no place to live in the sewers in the capital city there. So I suppose that I'm going to be giving him a lot of Crayola. So stay tuned to find out how to do this. But I would like to send some Crayolas to them. And of course, we still have our free offer this month, a document praying for your children to be saved. And you can just email me and I will send that to you free. We're sowing that into you. So, Chris, tell us, first off, what you think children's place in the kingdom is. It seems to me that often in the church, we're feathering our own nest. You know, even if you look at the church building, don't you find the parlor is where the money is going and not the children's rooms? So tell us what you think about children's place in the kingdom.
Well, God is very clear with us when he in Mark 10:14, when he speaks of his disciples, when the little children were coming to him to be touched and blessed. And the disciples hindered them. And Jesus said, unless you come to me with the heart of these like the little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I truly believe that children's hearts are those that we must have to learn to be led by children so that we can experience the fullness of the kingdom of God. And I find it extremely interesting in Joel chapter 2, when God is calling for his people to be wholehearted, he specifically calls out in Joel chapter 2, verse 16, he says, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. He specifically calls out the children, even to the nursing babes. So he doesn't discriminate about age. We are all a part of the body of Christ, and we all have a function and a purpose. And I believe that children have been left out too long as those that are to be seen and not heard, and even pushed to the wayside. And they hear from God, and we need to give them the opportunity to share their hearts.
God wants to speak to children. Now, okay, so what does that look like?
Okay, so in 1 Samuel chapter 3, we see God crying out and speaking to Samuel, even when he was a little child. And it specifically says in chapter 3, I believe verse 7, that Samuel did not know God and was not of age yet in the Jewish culture, but yet God spoke to him. And he gave him a very hard word for the very prophet of Israel. So one of the things that we do at the Children's Equipping Center is our heart is we want to teach the children how to be still before the Lord, how to ask him and talk to him and communicate with him as a friend to friend, and give them the opportunity to do that through prayer, through worship, through a study of the word, through praying the word. And that way they can understand and hear the heart of God and the Lord will speak to them. The Lord will speak to them in words, he will speak to them through scriptures, or he will speak to them through pictures. So we give the children every opportunity to share what they're hearing and what they're seeing.
Okay, so imagine I'm a mom and I've got a 4-year-old. What's my first step?
First step is I want to be able to give this child the opportunity to understand, okay, let's talk with Jesus. Jesus wants to talk with you and me. Mm-hmm. So I fix their eyes on Jesus, just like for you and I as an adult. I want my children to have their eyes fixed on Jesus. So we come before the Lord asking him to come, and then we just ask him questions, just like I would ask my dad or just like I would ask my mom. Because the Lord wants to speak to our hearts. And for children, they don't have an issue. They don't have hindrances that adults do because of, you know, worrying about where the next bill is going to get paid or worrying about what's going on at work or with my friendships or relationships. Children don't have those hindrances. So they enter in very quickly into the presence of God, but we must give them the opportunity. So as a parent, we'd ask God a question. Fixing their eyes on Jesus, either through some worship time, or something that would help them enter in, help us enter in. And then we ask a question. Jesus, what's on your heart today? Mm-hmm. Or Jesus, can you tell me about how I can bless my brother or for a place? And we just let the children hear and share their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Tell the story about the little guy in India. Because it was intriguing to me in that scripture. Samuel heard from God before he knew him. Now, how does that work?
Well, in India, I had the privilege of going to Chillicothe, India, and doing a children's conference. And over 500 children showed up, and they were arranged in ages from 4 to teenagers. And we taught the children to hear the voice of God. And so one of the exercises we did with the children is we asked them to ask Jesus, "Do you love me?" And then had them listen. And we teach the children, you hear God with your ears, with your eyes, and with your heart. So one of these young men came up and he said, Jesus told me, he said, if I would stop praying with my lips and I would pray with my heart, then he would hear me and answer me. And I was like, wow, this child is hearing God's word. And he didn't read it out of the Bible. That's what Jesus told him. And what was amazing is my translator tugged on my shoulder and said, this is a Hindu child. So he had not received salvation to date, much less this is the first time he'd ever heard about this man, Jesus.
So he couldn't possibly have been repeating what his parents had taught him.
No. And so Jesus spoke specific to his heart. He received a personal invitation from Jesus that day because he took the time to listen and he was given the opportunity to hear that, yes, I love you. Pray to me with your heart and I will answer. That was his day of salvation.
Hmm. Amazing. That's wonderful. And of course, our children here in the United States, we need to see salvation among our children. The statistics on how many of them are, or even church, never mind saved, are pretty grim. We have quite a mission field right here in Austin, Texas, in the United States with our children. So, but you're not sending children out as little missionaries, are you? How does that work?
It would be wonderful. It would be wonderful. I'm looking forward to the day I get to take the children from the Children's Equipping Center on the mission field. I'm looking forward to that day. But what we do today is our job is to take our children's hands and put them in the hand of Jesus, so that they can hear his voice and be wholehearted in obedience to do exactly what he says. So my goal is not to force the kids down a path, but to let them hear Jesus and do what Jesus tells them to do. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is I want them to fall in love with Jesus. I believe that the children have the opportunity and the capacity to follow after him and to come to him on their own, and we can lead them and guide them along this path. So these children are going out then as they are becoming in love with Jesus and they are enjoying being with their friend Jesus. They can't help but tell others about him, whether it be at their school, whether it be in the playgrounds. They can't help but tell others about him. Evangelism is flowing forth from their heart because of their love for Jesus, not because mm-hmm. they've been taught to do something. Mm-hmm. It's the overflow of their love.
It's really authentic and
yes.
organic and rather than a program of forced partisan conversion, but rather life being shared.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you told me that some of your children are asking for help in this endeavor.
Yeah, absolutely. Many of them will actually send out and hand out different things saying, please come to the house of prayer because we get to hear from Jesus and we have fun. And when you hear children talking about having fun with Jesus, that's a totally different mindset for children in this land, mm-hmm. because they're so used to being entertained, and we do such a good job of entertaining them. But when Jesus says, I am enough and I will draw all men to myself, I take that literally. He means it.
Yeah.
And so for children, he is enough. I don't have to entertain them. We actually, at the Children's Equipping Center, we run out of time after an hour and a half or 2 hours because we're having so much fun with Jesus, and the children lead. The children lead this, and they get upset that we have to leave. And that's what a change.
Rather than, oh, Mom, do I have to go?
Absolutely. And we don't have to worry of snack times. We don't have to worry of movies because Jesus is enough.
Your kids don't want snack or movies.
We don't have time because we're with Jesus.
They would rather talk to Jesus. You know, I think he's probably better than anything Hollywood's come up with.
Yes.
You know, and this makes entire sense. Once, when I was associate for education and evangelism in a town, when I came to the church, we didn't have a whole lot of program. And it was my job to get a program. And I looked around and I saw these particular kids could go to Maui any weekend. We were not going to be able to compete on entertainment. But nobody ran a truly deep educational program about the things of God. Nobody in town did that. And so all we had to do was actually teach what was our forte. And we went from 8 kids to, I don't know, 80 in a matter of weeks when we actually started a program that had education. And we weren't doing anything supernatural or miraculous in that particular program. But, you know, the statistics, well, my senior pastor was quite happy with. So, but you're talking about even a different level than that. And, you know, because many churches here in town have a competent program where they have Bible stories and mm-hmm. programs, but this is something amazing. This is a different quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wholeheartedly agree. I've been called to awaken a slumbering bride, and it just so happens to be the bride of Christ and the children. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that God is saying is, I want them to know my heart. And I know my wife's heart by spending time and talking with her and listening to her voice and knowing what's on her heart. So what I want these children to do is, using the word, we will take the word and we will begin to pray the word. We don't have children memorize scriptures. We have children pray the scriptures. So, for example, Matthew 22:37-40, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. We have the children pray that word for one another. We have the children pray that word for their families or for a country or for Austin, Texas or for Round Rock, Texas. And it becomes their own. It goes from being in their mind and what they know to what they're living in their hearts. And it becomes their very own. What does that mean? And so the children are learned to pray God's heart and his word. I had it put to me this way. It's intercession is mysteriously simple. We get to tell God what he told us to tell him. So the children are given the opportunity to do that and share God's heart back to him. So not only are they praying, but they are also learning about God's heart in the process. And so that then draws them to him rather than drawing them to a curriculum or to a programmatic stand. This is something the children can then embrace and do with their families at home and do on their own, which they then begin to do. Mm-hmm.
A lot better than Sleeping Beauty.
Amen.
You're talking about knowing the God of the universe as Daddy. Woo! All right. Well, we're going to take a break here.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. My name is Sharon Sarles. Today I have in the studio with me Chris Wiesenhutter from the Children's Equipping Center and the Round Rock House of Prayer. We are having a great time talking about children knowing Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Whoa. So let's launch in to what you do in your program there, and let's give Christian educators some ideas what they could do, regardless of what their curriculum or program might be. What kind of ideas might they draw from what you do?
One of the things that's very important to us and as any part of the body of Christ is helping identify the gifts that are in each of these children. And I don't want to force them down a path, but identify what some of their giftings are. So one of the things that God has blessed us with is my beautiful bride loves to dance and worship. She's a worshiper. So we want to fix our eyes on Jesus. So one of the things that we allow the children to do is we give the children the opportunity to worship. And there are some that love to dance. There are some that love to sing. There are some that loves to sit before the Lord with all their might. And so we give them the opportunity just to enter into his presence and just to fix their eyes on him. And then we give them the opportunity. We'll have a scripture that will say, what does this mean? And we begin to ask God in prayer. So I would encourage leaders to give the opportunity for children to listen and to hear, and you will be amazed at how still children can be before the Lord when they're focused on him. And give them the opportunity to hear and then to share and ask them, what did you hear? What did you see? And do not discount or discredit what they're sharing, because they will hear and see things that we don't, because they have a childlike gift. It's who they are. Mm-hmm. And God begins to share with them. And so give them the opportunity to share and see if there's something that the Holy Spirit is leading or guiding. We also, I would recommend if there is something that's heavy on a heart or there's a place you're praying for, ask the children to go before the Lord and pray for a country or a need, even for a church body, and see what the Lord shares with them. And we oftentimes give them a piece of paper as well, because many of them may not like to speak, but they speak very loudly through drawings, and they can speak the word of God through visions that he's given them. So those are some things that I would recommend for leaders to help the children hear the voice of God and to guide them in that and then allow them the opportunity to share.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also need to pick up some childlike faith, because as I hear you, you know, with my adult mind, I'm able to discount what you're saying. God is speaking to these children because, you know, I've had a lot of thorns planted in me. I've heard so many falsehoods in my life that it's difficult for me to truly believe sometimes God is speaking to these kids. But, you know, why not?
Absolutely.
It makes every sense in the world. And they have the childlike faith. And so you showed me some pictures this morning, and it'd be great if we could get those on the website. But they do come out with just profound things, and true. And of course, I'm sure you're there to shepherd them, and it's they're not without teaching, but training instead of just teaching. Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's very critical for us, is because many times, as children do, sometimes their minds wander. All of our minds will wander. But as leaders of children, it's very important for us not to tear them down for not doing something right, but to equip them in such a way as to gently guide them back. And oftentimes one of the questions we would use is, does that sound like the heart of Jesus? Let's listen again and see what he says, because I don't want to put fear in their hearts of getting it wrong. I want to take them back and put them in Jesus's hand and give them an opportunity to truly see all of his heart. Or a piece of his heart, and get them focused back on him.
Mm-hmm. So often I think we don't go on a better path because we don't see it. We don't see somebody ahead of us. But if those who are teaching us can either model or point out the way, the right path, instead of talking always about the wrong path. And of course, I do think that there is a place for no. But if that's all we do, then the children may never see where they are going, up the path, up the mountain, as it were.
It creates fear in their heart because they don't want to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And what I know about my Jesus is he's not going to be one that chastises me for being wrong. He gives me another chance and says, let's try this again, son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he showed us by his life how we can live. And we are missing it if we don't actually get it, that we can live like that.
Yes.
But the kids will get it and do it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's wonderful. I have a saying with my cohort. He's called to lead adults, and he's thankful that my calling is to lead children. But we have a saying, I get the ones with the little whiteboard that's totally erased and the Holy Spirit just gets to write on them. Mm-hmm. He gets the ones that the Holy Spirit has to erase the board before he starts to write on them. So I love my job.
Yes, it's wonderful. And the Lord writes wonderful things. The gifts are really flowing and all kinds of things. Now, people can come and be with you. They don't have to even give up their Sunday morning. Tell us about the program there and how they can connect with you.
The Children's Equipping Center is part of the Round Rock House of Prayer. Round Rock House of Prayer is located at 1600 East Old Settlers Boulevard in Round Rock, Texas. We are there sharing a building with True Life. And what we have in the Children's Equipping Center, we meet on Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 7:30. During the summer times, we'll expand our hours to 8 or 8:30 because children aren't in school. So we actually do get a little more time. Thank you, Lord. But during these times, we're meeting while school's in session from 6 to 7:30 on Tuesday night. Our prayer house hours, anyone can come and just sit and be in the presence of the Lord on Tuesdays from 4 a.m. to midnight, on Thursdays from 8 a.m. to midnight, and on Friday nights from 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay, so that's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll put all this up on the website so that people can get it if they need to see it. That's wonderful. And I know that these kind of sprouts are sprouting up in lots of places. Pastor and Mrs. Olson went to Bethel just a week or so ago, and all the pastors in that pastor conference, the children prayed for them and shared what the Lord had shared with them. And we're going to have Becky Fisher on the broadcast, because everyone will want to tune in for that one. So let's pray for the people who are listening and for this move of God that's really coming with the children. I'll let you pray. Yeah.
Lord, we just come before you this day and we just praise you. For you alone are worthy of all our praise. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that your heart is for all of your bride, including the children. So Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you would just bring leaders, Lord, you would enlighten our hearts, Holy Spirit, that you would teach us how to raise this Joshua and Caleb generation, the hearts of these children. I pray that you would tear down every hindrance, Lord, that we have set up that keep the children from coming to you. And I ask, Lord, that you would just speak to their hearts. I ask that you would just give them dreams and visions and prophetic revelation and a knowledge of you, Lord, that, Lord, they might walk with your understanding. So, Lord, I thank you for the children, and I just pray, Lord, that they would rise up and walk in the fullness of life now. So, Lord, we just bless you and we thank you for your heart of love for each of us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. If you would like to sow into us, we would be delighted. Write us at P.O. Box 971,
Cedar Park,
78630. That's P.O. Box 971.
Cedar Park.
Then 78630. And please give us an email. Let us know that you are out there hearing us. Write me at info@greatshalom.org or at that land address. And of course, if you would like the document praying for your children to be saved, then let me know and I'll email that to you. Or if you're using land mail, send me a stamped self-addressed envelope and we would be delighted to send that to you. We would love to stand with you, contend with you for your children's needs, whether that's a physical healing or salvation or some other need. We're just delighted to do that. I do have opportunity to pray with parents, and we're just seeing miraculous turnaround, sometimes actually within the hour, as happened yesterday. Yes, thank you, Jesus. And so we want to do this some more. So please honor me with your prayer requests. And I've had some requests to have a parent support group. And I'm willing to do this if I have a substantial number of people who want to do this. And this would not be a gripe session. This would not be a, oh, they're poor dear session. This would be contending for great shalom, total salvation for your children. And we would share some good information there just like we do here. But we would have extended times of prayer. So if you want to do that, send me your contact information. When I get substantial numbers like 50 people or more, I'll be happy to do that. So send us what you would like to say. Be sure you go to the website and blog and converse with us.
We do have many resources on the website at www.greatshalom.org. That's www.great, like big, G-R-E-A-T. Shalom is S-H-A-L-O-M.org, greatshalom.org. Come to the website and you can find broadcast archives. You can click through to get books and CD sets. You can find some documents, prayer documents, and so forth. And you can leave your questions right there on the website. Please do that. And I would like to mention my study guide, Contend Study Guide, which is a turnkey study on prayer for a group. Particularly, of course, we're talking about praying for children. I think you'll find it very useful. It's a great guide, whether individual or for a group. Turnkey even has activities for the children if they're in the other room and you're studying. Okay, we have that and several other study guides and books for you as you think about how to help your children. Get them. Go to greatshalom.org.
Chris, do you have any last words, last thoughts?
Yes. What I love about children, and I encourage all the leaders out there, is they have this Joshua and Caleb anointing on them. Because God said so is enough for a child.
Yeah. When God says so, things happen. That's right. He is the true God who created heaven and earth. And this is the Great Shalom broadcast proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.